Welcome to the Magnificent Vibes Podcast, aka MVP, where we talk about sports, music, media, and stuff that you might or might not care about. And in today's side episode, I got another slate of picks for you guys. I'm looking forward to doing this episode, especially coming off a pretty good week, pretty decent week. Not as good as week 8, where I went 12-4, but I did go 10-4 last week, short, 2 wins short of week 8's numbers, but there was a reason to that because there were less games. So I'll take the 10-4 record. It was a couple of games that got away from me last week, but not going to get into all that. I'm going to get into it as I go along these picks. Now, last episode, I kind of did more of a key game type of, episode. And so with this one, I'm just going to go through all the teams because right now I'm pressed for time. I'm on a tight schedule this week. A lot of things have been transpiring. Life is life, and of course, like they always say. So I'm not going to waste too much time here. I'm going to get right into my picks, starting with the Thursday night game. The Bears on the road going up against the Carolina Panthers. And there was a mysterious interview with, I was about to say Lou Getsy, but Matt Eberflus. Matt Eberflus had a very weird interview where in the beginning of the week, he was sounding like Justin Fields was headed the right direction. He had everything going on with his thumb. He's gripping the football and all that other stuff. But then all of a sudden, he went from being doubtful to not playing at all for this next upcoming game against the Panthers. Now, I make the correction. The Bears are at home against the Panthers. They are a 3.5-point favorite, which, man, I mean, for a team, not saying that the Bears have been dominant by any stretch of the imagination, but, and as bad as the Bears have been this year, they've had some bright spot type of moments, you know, more bright spots than the Panthers, who are clearly tanking. They have a lot of their star players, which aren't really star players. They're important pieces that are out with injury. So this looks like a get-right game for the Bears to get their third win. But now Tyson Bagent was named a starter on Wednesday as of this recording. And here we go. Back to the Tyson Bagent show. And it's been getting a lot of mixed reviews. There are still some Tyson Bagent stands out there that feel like he is the future. He is the Bears quarterback for the future. But I'm going to just be real with a lot of you Tyson Bagent fans. He's a good orchestrator of the offense. He's definitely what you want in a backup quarterback. Someone who will not lose you games. Someone who's not going to blow the top off defenses, but just do just enough so that the defense on the other side of the football can do their work and keep the score low so that you can win those close, tight games. But in Bajan's case, man, this dude, he's just not it. He's just not it as far as a future franchise quarterback. No, Bajan is not the answer for those who think he's the answer. I think more what it is Justin Fields fatigue for a lot of Bears fans. For me, personally, it's Bears fatigue. I'm just tired of the Bears, period. I'm tired of the same old conversation of, oh, I don't like the starting quarterback. Let's see what the backup quarterback can do. And then when the backup quarterback doesn't work out, then we're still complaining about a franchise quarterback. So, you know, all this other stuff, I've been going through this for over 30 years now. I'm not riding that train anymore. The real answer is either keep Justin Fields going into next year or you get a franchise quarterback through the draft. Bajan is not the answer. He's a solid number two, and you keep him at that. He's a solid number two. He's a Cal Hendricks type of guy where he's going to give you some good games, but then he's going to give you some bad games. So it is what it is, man. But with that being said, I got the Bears winning this game. They should win this game at home against a Panthers team that have a lot of question marks. There's even questions regarding Bryce Young and whether he's going to start in this game. So we'll see what happens. But I got the Bears winning And again, they got them as a 3-point favorite. Up next, we got Sunday games. We have a Frankfurt, Germany game. Patriots, Colts. Now, whenever you hear those two franchises in the same sentence, it's usually going to make way for an exciting matchup, but not in this case. Peyton Manning is not walking through that door, or Tom Brady's not walking through that door on this one. The Patriots have been struggling. The Colts have been a mixed bag, but I think the Colts are the better team here. I think the Colts go away with the win. They are a 1-point favorite. Up next, we got the Texans going on the road against the Bengals. Texans coming off a very impressive come-from-behind victory over the Bucs. CJ Stroud put on an amazing show, and I've been saying this on this podcast. Y'all been hearing it. If you've been following all of my picks as up until this point, I've been talking very highly of CJ Stroud. I felt like the Panthers made a mistake. I felt like CJ Stroud should have been the number one pick. I said that at the beginning of the season. I'm sticking to it, and he's showing it. He's showing the reason why he's the number one pick. And, man, what a heroic performance he put on. And also, shout-out to Dale, his wide receiver, too. He was amazing. But the Cinderella story stops here. The Bengals are hot. The Bengals look like they're tailing up. Burrow looks like he's back to being Joe, his old self again. And the Bengals are just clicking on all cylinders, and I think they're going to win this one. They are a 6-point favorite. I think they covered. Up next, we got the Saints on the road against the Vikings. Saints coming off a game where they should have lost against the Bears. They really played horrible in that second half offensively, but thank goodness to the defense causing all those turnovers against the Bears. They were able to procure a win, and now they go against a Vikings team that was going back and forth with the Falcons, pulled off an amazing performance by Dobbs, who, man, Dobbs, now that's a backup quarterback. That's a backup quarterback that can potentially start anywhere. He's the new Teddy Bridgewater. This dude can play some football. Dobbs is a keeper, especially if you're in fantasy. If you please pick him up. This is the perfect game to pick him up. If Tyson Bagent can light this team up, imagine what the Vikings can do with better weapons. So I got the Vikings winning this one at home. They are a 3-point favorite. Steelers at home against the Packers. Packers coming off a beatdown of the St. Louis Rams, who were rocking a immature quarterback, and it was an easy victory for the Packers to get. This time, they're going up against the Steelers team. This is a case of two teams with terrible offenses that have really good defenses. This is going to be one of those grinded out games. I got the Steelers winning this one. They are a 3-point favorite. By the way, the Saints are a 3-point favorite in the Vikings game. I got the Vikings covering that. I'll take the points on that one. The Titans going on the road against the Bucs. I got the Bucs in that one. I think the Bucs bounce back from that heartbreaking loss a week ago to the Texans. The Jaguars at home against the 49ers. I got the 49ers. I got the 49ers for the upset. I don't see the 49ers continuing to lose like they're losing. I really think the 49ers can pull this one off. They'll get their act together. They're coming off a bye week. I think Shanahan's going to have his boys ready. The Jaguars look good too, but I still think that the 49ers defense will prevail in this case. Even though their defense hasn't been looking all that great, I think they are going to bounce back in this one. The 49ers are a 3-point favorite, so they're technically not the underdog. But in my case, in my eyes, I think they are. The Browns go on the road against the Ravens. This is going to be a big one right here. A big one. The Browns defense has been playing lights out. The Ravens defense has been playing lights out. This is going to be a grinded out division matchup between two tough division teams. But I think the Ravens have the better offense, and I think they go on and win. They are a 6-point favorite. The Falcons, now to the 3 o'clock games. Not going to waste too much time on this one. The Falcons on the road against the Cardinals. I got the Falcons, even though Kyler Murray will be playing in this next game. So it could be an upset. We'll see, but I doubt it. I don't think Kyler Murray, who's been out, has not been playing football for the last year and a half. I don't think he's going to just come in and light it up, fellas. I think the Falcons go on and win that one. Falcons got to figure out their B.J. Robinson situation too. They need to get that man, B.J. Robinson rather. They need to get that man the ball a little bit more. Up next, we got the Giants on the road against the Cowboys. Cowboys coming off the Cowboys had every reason to win that game. They played better than the Eagles did. They should have won that game, but again, they just shoot themselves in the foot sometimes, no pun intended. But I think they're going to dominate the Giants in this one. They are a 17-point favorite. Lord have mercy. I think the Cowboys cover. Up next, we got the Seahawks at home against the Commanders. The Seahawks coming off a lackluster performance a week ago against the Ravens. And now they're going up against the Commanders, who are coming off an impressive win against the Pats. But I think the Seahawks being at home, I think they pull off the win against the Commanders. The Commanders are still a wrecking ball. Up next, we got the evening games. We got the Raiders at home against the Jets. Shout out to Antonio Pierce for getting his first win as the interim head coach for the Raiders. I think he keeps that mojo going. I think the Raiders pull off the win. They are a 1-point favorite. I'm not impressed with the Jets offense. I got the Raiders. And last but not least, the Bills at home against the Broncos. The Broncos are a tough matchup for the Bills, but I think the Bills pull it off at home. Bills need to get their act together. This should be a get-right game for them. I don't know what's going on with Josh Allen sometimes. One moment he looks like an elite superstar quarterback. The next moment he just looks like Jay Cutler. I'm sorry. He just looked like Jay Cutler. Now, they are a 7.5-point favorite here. I think the Broncos cover that. I think it's going to be a closer game than a lot of people think. The Broncos defense has been playing much better since those two disastrous games defensively against the Bears and the Dolphins. They've been playing a lot better. They even did an excellent job against the Kansas City Chiefs a couple of weeks ago. So I think the Bills go on, but I think the Bills shake it off, and I think they go on and beat the Broncos. Chiefs, Rams, Dolphins, Eagles, I will predict your fate next week. Those are my picks, and I'm sticking to it. I am your host, Rod the Magnificent, and we will be back on the mic next week. Me and Ian and Spook will be back, so stay tuned for that. But until then, I'll see you guys on the next one, the next side episode. Peace.